or just want the whole kit and caboodle, call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be with you. Thanks to Pastor Rose for filling in last Sunday. I heard it went well. Thanks be to God. VBS starts this evening. So we will begin 5 p.m. with a light supper, then start with an opening devotion 5:30 and move into the fun stuff. Please join us. Spread the word. We'll run each evening through Thursday. So I hope you can join us. I am looking for somebody to take pictures or multiple people to take pictures so we can post those and share those. So if you have a smartphone, you could do that. That would help greatly. And then for those who are listening on the radio,
105.7 CFW.
Your hopes and dreams. What matters most to you? You can grab the order of service from our website. We're in Lutheran Service Book, setting 3, beginning on page 184. Our opening hymn will be 578, Thy Strong Word. Sermon hymn 642, O Living Bread from Heaven. Distribution hymns 697, Awake, O Sleeper. 629, What is This Bread? 584, Faith and Truth and Life Bestowing. Closing hymn 818, In Thee is Gladness. Let us begin with Thy Strong Word.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that you did not know shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Romans chapter 9. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now it was evening. The disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and he said a blessing. When he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the 3rd day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus drew crowds throughout his ministry often. People wanted to be near him. He had the words of eternal life. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He made the lame walk. And in today's reading, the crowds follow Jesus, even though they have not, at least intentionally, been invited. He followed them to a desolate place as Jesus was getting away to himself, and they stayed there even into evening. But enough is enough, at least from the disciples' point of view. They tell Jesus, send him away so that they can eat. After a long day, they were probably also, the disciples, a little bit hungry. The disciples are considering the needs of the people. They're thoughtful, practical. And yet Jesus answers them, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. There's not enough food on hand, not enough money, not enough time. How many times do you find yourself in a situation like this? You know what God wants you to do. He makes it clear in his word. He tells you what to do. You look around, you see what you have, and there's not enough. It's not enough from your point of view to do what the God tell, what your God tells you to do. Our Lord tells you, for example, give to the church. The church needs your money. The church needs this for ministry. And you see what you have, and you're struggling even to pay your own bills, your own necessities. Our Lord tells you to love your neighbor, attend to their needs. But you barely have enough time and energy to take care of yourself. Our Lord tells you to tell other people about him, about what he has done for them, his love for them, about his sacrificial life, his death, his resurrection, to save them. The promise of this everlasting life with him, and this promise that he'll return and restore all creation. And yet, you consider your ability to speak, your knowledge of Christ and his word, and you don't feel like it's enough. Well, in our gospel, the disciples respond to Jesus, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Confessing what they have, they're seeing the situation as they can, as they know it. They, the disciples, couldn't do anything, and they knew it. With this awareness of their limitations and their trust in Jesus and his power and goodness, even when the situation looks hopeless, well, this is an opportunity for God to develop their faith. Jesus says they need not go away. You give them something to eat. Jesus tells us also, you say, I need money. Or they need money. You know, they're asking for money. They need money. But I only have this much. He says, you need not send them away. You give them something. You say, well, they need help. But I only have this amount of time and energy. And he says, you need not send them away. You give them something. He said, they need Jesus. But I only have this much knowledge, this much ability to speak. He says, you need not send them away. You give them something. Jesus is fully aware of your needs and the needs of your neighbor. We know that he wants to and does take care of all of our needs. And in the prayer that he taught us, for example, the petition, give us this day our daily bread. We know from our small catechism, what does this mean? God certainly gives bread to everyone, meaning, you know, all of the bodily needs. without our prayers, even to evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. Do you see how he provides for you and your family through other people? Do you see how he gives you this privilege of participating in the care of others and the needs of others through you? How he provides for them through your hands. Back to the gospel, Jesus has compassion on this crowd. It's been a long day, and as it says at the beginning, Jesus had just heard about this cruel beheading of John the Baptist. John is not only the true and stalwart prophet who prepared the way for Jesus, he's a faithful servant of God. Through many had turned in repentance to the one true God. John is also a relative of Jesus. There's a personal loss, and Jesus is grieving. As it says, when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. We see the compassionate love of God for people and their immediate needs. The compassion of Jesus compels them to heal the sick among this crowd, and this crowd that had sought him out, that walked so far to meet him there, they're suffering. He responds in compassion, specifically to their immediate needs. He cares about them, provides for their physical needs, and not just their sickness, but also for the basic need of food. The disciples tell Jesus to send the crowds away from this desolate place at the end of this long day so they can buy food for themselves. And Jesus replies in a simple and understated way, they need not go away. They need not go away from his presence, the one they've sought out and are anxious to be with and hear from. You give them something to eat. His response, a simple response, is full of compassion. When the disciples said, we have only five loaves and two fish, he said, bring them here to me. And the disciples do. They reply, their response is obedience to the Lord, not knowing what Jesus would do, how he's going to do it, but a demonstration of faith in Christ and not themselves. Then he ordered the crowds to sit down in the grass, and taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. The disciples gave them to the crowds. Not much to see. If anything, you see him breaking the bread, saying a blessing, handing bread to the disciples handing bread to the crowds. And through the hands of the disciples, these otherwise ordinary people, apart from the call of their Lord, the people are satisfied. And how often God provides for our needs through seemingly ordinary people in seemingly ordinary ways, and yet it is God compassionately attending to our needs. He may provide for us in miraculous ways, whether we know it or not. And make no mistake, the account recorded in the gospel is a miracle. The five loaves and two fish fed about 5,000 men, plus the women and the children who were there. And they all ate and were all satisfied, and there were 12 baskets full of leftovers. Jesus is God. He is the God of creation, and nothing is impossible for him. He's the one we sang about in our introit from this Psalm 105, or sing about the one who miraculously provided for the food and the water and all the basic needs of the people in Israel, the people of Israel throughout their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Another desolate place where God was present, and God did not send them away. And when God is present, you need not go away. This miraculous meal was only a sample of what was to come. Jesus would eventually withdraw to the cross, a place where no one could follow him. This is why he had come. He had looked on all mankind, all people, and had compassion. We are sick with sin, cut off from God, wandering and lost in a desolate place, with great needs, no hope in this life, no way to be satisfied in and of ourselves. All we could expect and all we deserve is suffering and death. But Jesus said, you need not go away. He calls you to himself. We have this Old Testament reading that was purposefully paired with the gospel reading. The call of our Lord, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. He invites you to buy without money, without price. He knows your needs. He offers it to you. You can't buy what he offers. The price that he paid is his life, his suffering, his death on the cross. And yet he invites you, come, eat and drink of him. When he had fed the 5,000, Jesus looked up to heaven and said a blessing and did a miracle so people could live for a time. It was amazing. It is amazing. But only a sample, a foretaste, really. Now Jesus looks down from heaven, says a blessing, and brings us into his ongoing miracle of salvation for all time and for all eternity. Jesus, who is here for you today, cares about you. You need not go away from Jesus. He has made available for you forgiveness, life, salvation through his life, his death, his damnation, his resurrection. Because God the Father departed from Jesus on the cross, when the Son was made our sin, we need not depart. God offers heaven to all, forces it on no one. You need not depart. He will take care of you now and forever. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may stand as we continue with the offertory. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father, your steadfast love is gracious and overflowing. Teach your people to look to you in every need, to be thankful for everything that you give them, and to know that no danger, trouble, or hardship can ever separate them from your love in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we give you thanks that you have blessed us beyond what we deserve and given to us your church. Bless all pastors and church workers in their service to us in your name, and bless those now considering and preparing for church work. Lord, in your mercy. Father, your Son miraculously fed the 5,000 and satisfied them. We thank you for all you provide to support our bodies and lives. Make us content with what you give, that we may not covet or turn elsewhere for what comes from you and your hand alone. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we are richly and daily surrounded with your love and care. Give us eyes to see your mercies new every morning, and grant us grateful hearts that what we have received we may generously share with the needy and your church. Lord, in your mercy. Father, daily you bless us with abundance and freedom. Bless those who defend us from our enemies, who serve us in government, and who protect us in our communities. Be with our president, Congress, our governor, and our judges and magistrates, that they may discern the right path and lead us with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy. Father, visit us in your compassion. Deliver the sick from their infirmity, the troubled from their afflictions, the grieving from their sorrow, and the dying from their fear, especially Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlak, Ruth, Irma, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Ralph, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, and Phyllis. May all who cry to you receive grace according to your will. Lord, in your mercy. Father, your steadfast love and mercy are forever, but our faith is daily tested and tempted. Give us strength and endurance that we may not despair, but have confidence in your sufficient grace within your word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, let us seek you while you may be found, call upon you in the day of salvation, and be prepared by your mercy for the day of judgment, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Very body of her. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ given for you. Sonia, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. True blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Xavier, the Lord bless you and give you his saving grace. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. This shall be, the Lord bless you and grant you a saving faith. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of our Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. The true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ, given for you. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The true blood of Christ, shed for you. Drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. Drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Jocelyn. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. The true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.